Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the home of the Greg Hill Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a Radio.com sports station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Ram Power Day is going on. Get your new 2020 Ram Bighorn today.
That guy, or the head of that band yesterday, Spencer Davis, who was 81 years old, is that correct?
Correct, yes.
81 years old. Spencer Davis Group, and of course, without them, Ken, there would be most likely no Steve Winwood. So,
yeah, he was much younger than Spencer Davis, right, Winwood?
Yes. And really, that was their... They had one other pretty big hit, which I believe was called "Keep On Running," but that was their biggest hit. And that is a finely crafted pop song from 1968. You've heard that.
That is a great song.
Utilized in a lot of film soundtracks, yeah. By the way. Do you have "Keep On Running"? We can listen to a little bit of that as a part of the audio eulogy here this morning. Sounds like the happy-go-lucky 60s.
It does.
Curtis, speaking of the 60s, have you watched the Chicago 7?
I have.
On Netflix? Pretty good.
Very well done.
Pretty good. I got to tell you something. I started a Netflix docuseries yesterday.
Yeah? Which one?
About this. It's about this kid who, this little kid who...
Home Alone?
No, it's about this little kid who was... tragically murdered in France in the 80s. I think it's called Who Killed Little Gregory?
Oh, that sounds fun. That's what it's called.
It is the... I don't want to reveal too much. It is the...
Did Little Gregory die?
It is the creepiest...
Spoiler alert.
It is the creepiest thing I have ever watched when it comes to true crime stuff because of... Well, it's because of The Raven, which Am I gonna? I don't want to reveal too much.
I'll issue a spoiler alert. And people that want to watch it can kind of earmuffs.
Okay. This extended family in France in the 80s is tormented by an individual known only as the Raven, who calls.
It was Curtis.
He calls for an extended period of time, like a year. He calls.
It was Scott from Weymouth.
He calls.
Is it Ray Lewis? The Raven.
He calls everybody in the family up to like 27 times a day with threatening phone calls and things.
And that's on a landline.
Threatening to reveal the family's innermost secrets.
Oh, snap.
And then.
That's terrifying.
I'm telling you something.
And then the kid gets murdered?
I was having non-COVID related nightmares last night about the Raven.
Great Odin's Raven.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just, it is. You've got to watch it. If you're into the true crime stuff, it's the only problem with it is its subtitles because it's all in French.
Oh, I hate subtitles.
I'm okay with that.
Since we were talking about music before, I wanted to go back to this for a second because did you see that Phil Collins is suing his ex-wife for the armed occupation of their former home?
No, I didn't see that.
So we talked about his situation with this woman a couple times on the old show and then I think once or twice here maybe. If you're not familiar with the story, Phil Collins was married to this woman. They got married in 1999, and then they got divorced in 2008. They later
wasn't he going to remarry her or something?
They got back together.
Okay.
In 2016, and right. He paid her $46 million in the original divorce settlement. Like yeah. That was what he's in that list of like most expensive yeah. celebrity divorces.
At the time, it was one of the most expensive celebrity divorces. $46 million.
So they get back together in 2016, and then this past July, she reportedly texted him, and I feel like this is not the best way to handle this, that she had found someone and would like to try to see if she can be happy again. Great.
Okay.
So this is where it gets weird. Phil Collins' legal team discovers that she actually quietly got remarried this past August to this new guy and purchased a home in Las Vegas for $1.7 million.
Meanwhile, he's still paying her?
He's still paying her.
Okay.
Now,
he's still supporting her.
He's still supporting okay. her. Now, she yeah. was living in the home that they had shared, their former home together in Miami, mm-hmm. and he had asked her to move out of the house by October 12th. Things got bad here. She then stayed and essentially squatted in the mansion in Miami with the new husband.
Yeah.
And she went so far. He's saying that this was an illegal takeover of the property. They're alleged to have changed the alarm codes, mm-hmm. blocked the surveillance cameras, barred entry by vendors and the real estate agent. They're threatening to prolong their occupation of the property by force. They also have reportedly hired 3 or 4 heavily armed individuals to guard the mansion, which was purchased in 2015 for $33 million.
I feel bad for Phil Collins
I
because
do
I think
too.
He I think he really loves this woman.
Yes.
Or he just felt like it was going to be cheaper to get back together with her
right.
than keep supporting her
correct.
Forever. But obviously
not working out the way you thought.
Obviously, when she said she was going to take the dry cleaning to the laundromat, she was or the dry cleaner, she wasn't going to do that.
she
was going to meet up with another dude.
She wasn't.
That doesn't seem right.
No.
So she's holed up in his home, and with the new guy.
Yep.
And they're armed.
Mm-hmm.
They're armed and they.
They're not armed, but there are thugs out front that are armed.
Uh-oh.
Phil Collins' attorney, Jeffrey Fisher, told the Miami Herald that his ex is trying to shake down Collins for money.
Mm-hmm.
He said, as his attorney and a former federal prosecutor, I have zero tolerance for that type of behavior. I'm going to use every legal remedy to get her out of the house.
Huh. He should sue her.
Dump that.
Oh, that's a dad joke. Dad jokes are okay.
That was Yikes. Too easy.
I'm suffering from a pandemic-related medical condition.
Okay.
I can't be at the tip-top of my humor game.
Daditis?
I did get a doctor who wanted to give me a diagnosis, but I don't.
Do we have to look at something?
I don't think we have time. I have to get a diagnosis this morning from a doctor who listens to this program. What, Curtis?
Have you seen, speaking of true crime and Netflix documentaries, have you seen the Madeleine McCann documentary?
Yes, I watched that one a while ago. It's pretty good. Speaking of sickos.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty good. But I'm telling you, did you end up watching my recommendation, the octopus documentary?
Oh, my God. That was creepy as hell.
I know.
That guy is so weird.
But did you know going into that, that when it came to the octopi, that they were so intelligent?
No. I didn't know anything about them.
They're close to humans when it comes to being a species.
I thought the most amazing element of that documentary was when the octopus was avoiding the shark. And the octopus piled on shells and contorted its body.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And how about that guy who, I mean, has an extended relationship,
loyal relationship
with an octopus.
He was discussing it like they were romantically engaged.
It's like that guy years ago who had the relationship with the dolphin, like the sexual relationship with the dolphin.
That visual I didn't need. But is the Emmy there? Too?
But this guy, you haven't watched it, right?
Not yet.
What's the name of that thing, Curtis? Stop laughing. What's the name of that thing? Do you remember?
I didn't see the dolphin.
The octopus.
Octopus teacher?
Yes,
is that it?
Yes. Yes. It's the most amazing thing.
Fast forward the first 15 minutes. It's slow as hell to start, and then it gets okay.
Yeah, you're right about that. I should have warned you about that. It's slow. But when you get into the stuff with him and the octopus, I mean, it is... it's very interesting. Extremely interesting.
More or less weird than Don't F with Cats.
It is weird in a different way than Don't F with Cats. I mean, Luca.
Body
is,
Movement's coming on next week on Tuesday.
Did Luca get out of jail due to COVID?
I actually have the octopus in studio tomorrow.
Does anybody know if Luca was able to get out of jail because of COVID in Canada?
I don't think so.
Or is Luca still in jail?
I think he's still in prison.
Luca and Joe Exotic are still in jail. Meanwhile, every other criminal has been released over the last 6 or 7 months. That doesn't seem fair to me.
Authorities said no on Luca's request to get out because of COVID.
Luca requested to get out. But he says no. All right. Coming up after 7:30, the news with Danielle, and she will share with you the details on an assault with gross pumpkin innards stuff. Yeah. And also, one Happy Days star is pissed off about the reunion show. So we'll get to that news coming up after 7:30, but right now, Ken Laird and what is trending.
Julian Edelman joins the Greg Hill Show this Friday. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
October is Subaru Loves Pets Month. Subaru of New England committed to keeping all animals safe and healthy. Details at subaruofnewengland.com. Patriots 49ers week into high gear today, we think, with on-field preparation. Belichick wouldn't confirm that, but the day-to-day, when asked if it's a normal week, we think so. Might get David Andrews off of IR today. He's eligible. And, of course, Jimmy Garoppolo coming to town, and Belichick... good things to say. No surprise yesterday about Jimmy G.
You're going to play the San Francisco 49ers this week. You know an awful lot about Jimmy Garoppolo, and I'm wondering what your take is on Garoppolo and how he has developed out there. They throw a lot of passes behind the line of scrimmage, and they get a lot of yardage after the catch. But what is Jimmy doing now that maybe you didn't see before?
Well, I mean, Jimmy's a good quarterback. Took him to the NFC Championship last year. Won the NFC Championship, so... You know, I think he's certainly been able to have a high level of achievement, accomplishment out there. They signed him to a contract that showed they have confidence in him as their quarterback. So I don't think any of that's all that surprising. You know, I think we all know Jimmy's a good player.
Of course, Monday with OMF, not yesterday, but the love for Jimmy, will it be flowing? You got to wonder who's got the edge there, though. Does Belichick know Garoppolo and thus will game plan for him, or vice versa? Does Jimmy G know Belichick's defense? X's and O's edge. Come on, Gilman.
The teacher always has the advantage, not the student.
I don't know.
Not the student. Come on. You know that. What about, have you seen the film on that play where Cam may have had his right arm dinged up there?
Oh, yeah. It was flexing the hand.
Do you think that led to the less than stellar performance arm wise in the second half?
Could have been. It would explain the fourth quarter, final drive of the game, the underthrow, and a lot of excuses to be made, I guess, coming out of the game beyond COVID. But yes,
be interesting to see what happens, I guess, injury report wise. But
that'll be today.
Yes.
And Matt Chatham yesterday tweeted out a bunch of video from the All 22, which I usually find a little annoying and kind of pompous.
Are you talking about the video where Cam gets absolutely demolished way out of bounds?
Yeah, he did that one.
Yes,
that should have been a penalty.
That.
But also, there was all this talk that there was no separation, and that was why the Patriots weren't. That's why he was not completing passes downfield. But in the All 22, there are several players wide open that Cam just doesn't see or decides not to throw to.
Mm. Back to the COVID fugue mental state. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're suffering from? What you want doctor's advice on?
No, that's not it. It's a physical thing. It's a physical thing every morning. It only came on during pandemic. And I'm alarmed about it, to be honest with you. I need a doctor.
Alarmist.
Somebody call me a doctor. We could play the Van Halen redraft coming up.
Beautiful. Dolphins have named Tua their starter. Now, we got 10% of the vote yesterday on our GHS poll. Who's going to win the AFC East? 10% went to the Dolphins. And now that Tua's in, I don't know if that heightens or lowers that percentage. Miami's got a bye week. They have the Rams on November 1st. Trouble in Dallas. Players are squawking to the media about Mike McCarthy's lack of preparation there. Mookie and the Dodgers took game one of the World Series. How about this note? Mookie is the first player ever with a homer, two stolen bases, and two runs scored in a World Series game. On display last night for all of Red Sox Nation, too.
I mean, you can moan about it, but I don't think he wanted to be here. And also, we'll see where this story is at in year 7, 8, 9, or 10. I guess, right?
That's what Sam Kennedy would like you to say.
Flip the page.
Uh-huh. Game two tonight, 8:08 first pitch. It's Blake Snell on the mound, Daniel's favorite.
Yay!
The Rona guy.
Much excite
against Anthony Gonsolin.
It's got it forever.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Ear, eyes, throat guy is what, or gal. That's what I need, if you're wondering.
Okay.
If you're a doctor and you listen to this show, I need a complimentary diagnosis from, because I'm suffering from, I believe, a pandemic-related medical thing,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know if we have time to get into now or not, but I know that there's some excitement about the World Series Game 1, which Ken is insisting that we talk about throughout the show this morning. I think the excitement for Red Sox fans is the free taco. Or is it technically, would it be two free tacos, Ken?
No, it's just one, I think.
Okay, just one?
Limit one.
Just limit one per person?
Speaking of
is it one per carload or is it one per person?
One per person, I believe, One per customer.
See, I mean, Mookie did not bring you a World Series, correct? But he brought you a. Did he bring you a?
Well,
no.
Yeah. Well, they won.
Yeah. Okay.
He wasn't really, a part of it.
Yeah. Okay. He didn't really add too much. To the team.
But he did get you a free taco.
Yep.
So look.
And that's not a bad day.
Look on the bright side. Yeah. If you get a free taco, it's a successful day. That's
exactly.
John Henry's already in line at Taco Bell.
By the way, speaking of foods like tacos, yeah. Chipotle has figured out the big scam that you people have been trying to pull over
what
with the
that?
On the side tortilla for years.
What was that?
So when you get a burrito when you get anything burrito like from Chipotle, you can either have it in the burrito or you can opt to get the filling of the burrito in a bowl,
right.
Which means essentially you're going to get more food because there's more room in the bowl and less room for, you know, having to stuff all that stuff in a tortilla.
Yeah.
So people would always ask for the burrito in a bowl, tortilla on the side, and Chipotle would give it to you for free.
Oh, they would?
Yes.
Oh, scam central.
There's actually like a ton of YouTube videos about how to hack Chipotle for the regular price of whatever you would normally get, but get twice as much food.
So they figured it out?
They figured it out.
How long did it take them to figure it out?
Years.
I mean, if people are ordering the tortilla on the side, of course they're making their own tortilla at home.
Right.
And not paying for the full tortilla or in the car or whatever.
So what they're doing now is charging you for the tortilla on the side. It's only 25 cents, but, you know, all those free tortillas flying out the door, it's cutting into your profit margin.
Well, that's got to be a lot of work, though. You got to take your own tortilla, wrap
it. It's called
it.
Being cheap, Curtis. That's what it's called. It's called being cheap.
I mean, it's a lot of work to be frugal, Curtis.
Yeah, I would just say, get the freaking burrito.
There's a lot of effort that goes into being frugal. It's like the people who take the sugar packets and the ketchup packets home from the restaurant.
Hotel shampoos.
Yes.
And they'll never, ever, ever use them.
The other thing that I think this came up at one point on the old show, but what about the people who put a massive amount of effort into saving, rubbing out and saving tinfoil that they have put around an item in the refrigerator or whatever so they can reuse the tinfoil.
People will wash tinfoil, wash plastic wrap.
That's how you're
I bet Ken does that.
That's well, no, Ken is afraid to use tinfoil because the virus lives on the tinfoil for hours.
Recycling's for the birds.
Yes.
It is. And for all the other animals on the planet as well, Curtis.
That's how the pennies add up, Curtis. That's how you do it. You reuse your tinfoil.
Yeah. Is that how you get rich? I thought it was for not paying for steak at restaurants. I want to go back to the medical thing. I want to get this out of the way because I know if we don't address this medical question now, Greg, you're going to be yapping about it all morning.
Fine. I will. If there is, I'll tell you what my issue is and see if anybody else is suffering it because of pandemic. And the only reason I'm saying it's pandemic related is because it began, of course, during pandemic. And it was never an issue for me prior in my 53 years. So when I awaken in the morning,
180.
I have an obvious itch in my right ear.
Okay.
Only one ear.
Yeah.
Okay. And when I am when I proceed to itch the ear,
there's
moisture in there. Only in the right ear.
Do you run out of Q-tips?
Now that to me would indicate that perhaps my brain is leaking or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Because it's only one ear.
Are you side sleeper?
Which ear is closest to Wiggy in the studio?
Oh, you think my eardrum has been damaged
by
Wiggy?
Your right ear is closest to Wiggy.
My right ear.
Not a bad call, Curtis.
Yeah, I'm a side sleeper. Yeah.
You don't swim.
No, I'm not. It's not a swimmer's ear thing. Like I know people who.
Did you get splashed in Nantucket Nantucket?
No, I didn't. I mean, there has to be.
Do you need a CPAP?
No.
No hose.
So isn't that the strangest thing? It's got to be related to pandemic stress or something.
Is it a COVID symptom?
It's probably your lifestyle and being old.
It's not. It's just being old.
Maybe.
I highly doubt. There's got to be a doctor listening.
There's got to be some kind of curve because it's like, you know, once you hit your forties, you hear about everybody all of a sudden starts to have all these medical problems and these health issues. Their knee gave out. You need a hip replacement at 43. It's all this other stuff. You're probably just in some weird tier of ear stuff.
Is that the ear you had an earring in?
No, that was the left ear, Ken.
Is it leaking tequila?
No, it's not. I have...
Truly.
Here's a text that says, I have this ear thing, too, started 6 weeks ago. See?
Oh, boy.
I
think it might be Hollandaise sauce.
What about a spider living in there? Oh! God. Do you think it's possible that there's a spider or something nesting in my ear?
I feel like the dip fumes would have killed it by now.
This texter says it's just because you sleep on that side, but where is the moisture coming from? It must be coming from my brain. It's got to be brain leakage or something like that.
Is it grease?
Do you clean your ears?
I don't really clean my ears.
I can see this stuff from here.
I'm not an ear cleaner.
You're just candling.
Every time you shower, you don't clean your ears?
Curtis, I wanted to hear from a doctor, not you.
Well, I am a doctor in misery. Shaving.
I know you have a doctor who told you, if I remember correctly, that coronavirus was a nothing burger. Isn't that what happened at the beginning of the?
Window.
Isn't that what happened, Ken, at the beginning of the pandemic?
When Curtis charges $400 for 15 minutes.
Curtis went to his concierge doctor that his daddy pays for, and the guy said coronavirus was a nothing burger.
The Huntsman?
Now, that explains a lot about Curtis, for those of you who are frustrated by his views on this pandemic on this program. That explains a lot. Speaking of pandemics, we will play Pandemic tomorrow at 8. So if...
With Ninko?
No.
Oh, yeah, Wiggy's
not here. Might have to push
here.
That till next week.
Yeah, we may have to... Wiggy's not going to be here tomorrow. Wiggy is out today and tomorrow with water on the ear. Hello, Jeff.
Yep.
What's up? What's up, Jeff?
Oh, hey, guys. Good morning. Greg, I was just wondering if maybe like a spider crawled in your ear and making a nest, like the stories you hear about that.
Why do people keep saying that? It can't be that. It's gone on for weeks. Spider can't live for weeks in your ear, could it?
In theory, it could.
I know spiders
Have you heard like a little scratching?
Spiders are all over the place.
They are, especially now. They're coming inside for the winter.
Yeah, and when you're sleeping... Chances are that there are all kinds of bugs that are scurrying all over your body. You don't even know about it.
And we know nothing will wake you up, too.
When you're sleeping. This is Chris. Hello, Chris? Hello, Chris?
Oh, spider geez. Got him.
Oh. Let's see. Here's a 617 text from an audiologist in Boston.
Okay.
You should not clean out your ears with Q-tips. Greg is correct. So
the problem is you can't push them all the way into your brain because then you're pushing the earwax in further. That's the issue.
Yeah.
If you just give a little swipe on the outside, you're fine.
Isn't that one of those things, though, that people do in the office, which is inappropriate, is like people are walking around cleaning their ears out with Q-tips. It's like people who are clipping their fingernails in the office.
What? And all things LB would do on the old show.
Yes.
And if you call yourself an audiologist, you're probably on your way to Burger King.
Oh, come on.
I'm sure the guy's a medical professional, Curtis.
That's what they are. Did you have a problem with bartenders calling themselves mixologists?
I would love one right now.
Here's somebody who says what you should do is just inject some disinfectant or bleach, right? Would that be right into the ear?
Pour some alcohol in there. It'll dry out the moisture.
Let's see.
And Curtis will try to speak to you really closely.
Here's somebody who says, I had the same thing, and I paid $300 at an ENT, and they told me that I had a superficial ear infection.
Okay.
So maybe that's what the issue is, I guess. I don't know. I thought it was pandemic-related, but...
You have been listening to OMF a lot lately.
Do you shower at night? No, I'm a morning showerer. There are some people who shower at night. What did we learn on the old program? Is it better to shower at night or better to shower in the morning?
Depends on who you are, but I think night is better just because, like, I don't want to get into my nice clean sheets with my, like, day body that's been out in the open and the nastiness of the world.
If you're watching the show, I just had to reflexively go into my ear with my right hand because of the moisture.
Should we just groom you all morning?
Because we're talking about it.
Gross.
Get that tree trunk out of your right
nostril. What's gross about it, Curtis? It's a medical condition.
Right. There are a lot of gross medical conditions.
I think what's gross is people who shower at night and don't shower in the morning.
Why?
Because
you're not doing anything. You're just sleeping.
You have all the night stuff on you when you come in here. When you're,
not all like, of us sweat through the bed every night. No,
yes, everybody sweats when they sleep.
I don't.
Yes, I do.
I don't. Yes. I'm nice and cool. I get the fan going.
Greg, you do sweat more than anybody I've ever seen.
Yeah, Curtis, it's an issue.
It's all the physical exertion from talking.
Let's see. I'm an RPH. What's that? Is that a nurse or something like that?
A registered something?
Sounds like allergies. Oh, I guess it could be allergies. Yeah. But then again, that's the way they explain. If doctors don't know what something is, they just say allergies and they tell you to get lost. Hello, Chris.
Hey, about 6 months ago, I had the same thing happen to me. I called the doctors, went in, and I found out the doctor told me that it was from taking showers. I know you had somebody ask you if you shower at night.
Yeah.
I shower in the morning, and it still leaked the next day.
What?
Wow.
It's leaking, so it's staying in your ear.
Don't say leak.
And then it's leaking out throughout the...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Stop it.
All right. Maybe I'll stop showering.
Okay, now I have nausea. Can we call a doctor and ask?
Yes.
And honestly...
Occupational hazard.
I mean, no disrespect, but if you're somebody who requires more than 5 minutes in the shower, get out of here. What an absolute waste of time.
Spoken like a man does not care about his appearance.
It's very simple. Hair.
Yeah.
General other areas that might be might need a cleaning, and then that's it. You're done. You're finished. Okay. These people who spend 20, 30 minutes in the shower are wasting their lives.
He's the guy that uses the same bar of soap on his face and on his ass.
Now listen. I guarantee that you didn't think this call was going to come in, but Joe says he misses Wiggy already based on the ear talk. Hello, Joe.
It's the ear talk. Riveting.
Listen, I'm trying to get some free.
I can't believe I miss Wiggy already.
He'll be back on Friday. Don't you worry. And he will eat up as much mic time as possible when he's back on Friday.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Marcus Mariota.
Josh McDaniel.
Speaking of that, I think you're right. I'm surprised that Fitzpatrick is coming off of two wins and they bench him for Tua.
Right.
Although I'm guessing that you think that was the plan all along?
I guess, but you could lose that locker room. Like, if this is your veteran guy, you're now 3-3, you're sniffing a division title. I mean, some people believe that. And then you go to the rookie.
And how do you think Fitzpatrick is going to feel about it?
I mean, he seems like he just doesn't care about life, but I would agree. I mean, that is a bold move by Flores.
What do you mean he doesn't care about life? You mean like he's locked in? He knows he's a role guy.
Yeah, he's total.
He's also making a really good earning. I think he's making like $8 million this year. So.
Is he really? So he probably doesn't. He's probably like,
I just pulled out of my ass. I think he is. Yeah, he's signed a 2-year, $11 million contract. So he's making. He has a cap hit of $8 million, $6 million this year.
$5.5 million or whatever. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess they're looking at it like, let's get going with the future and start it now.
Unless they told Fitzpatrick that before the year began, like, hey, here's the plan. No matter how you play, we're pulling you during the bye week.
No matter how you play?
Oh, yeah.
So if they were 5-0,
you'd be 5-0 and you're out.
I don't think so. but they won a couple. I mean, he's won a couple games for them.
No, I think that Fitzpatrick has played better than Cam Newton the first six games of the season.
You do?
I think so. I mean, I just from the eyeball test, but I think that he is a more reliable starting quarterback right now than Cam Newton is.
I mean, they just beat the Niners, and Fitzpatrick threw for 350 yards. They totally blew out the Niners. And granted, Jimmy G didn't play that game, but still.
I mean, if you're the Dallas Cowboys, wouldn't you trade, if you could, for Ryan Fitzpatrick and have him play over Andy Dalton? I would.
How much is Andy Dalton making this year?
Oh, my God, way too much.
More than Cam.
Making like $20 million or something?
No. He just
12?
What is his salary this year? $3 million guaranteed.
Oh, all right.
So $3 million more. $2
Cam's
million more than
Cam. End up making, Cam hitting his incentives will end up making more than that, don't you think?
He lost so much because of the COVID thing.
Yeah.
He needed like 90% of the snaps on the year to make a lot of his incentives. A couple million bucks out the way after one missed game, maybe.
Well, maybe they'll give him that money because COVID.
They should.
I mean, we live in unprecedented times, Ken Laird.
Kraft should. They should guarantee all of that money right now.
This is Bill from Lynn. What's up, Bill?
Hey, good morning, Sean.
Hello, Bill.
What's up, Bill?
Yeah, listen, so I think I have a remedy for your spider infestation in the ear.
Well, the guy Joe said he didn't want to hear the riveting ear talk, but go ahead, Bill. What is it?
All right, man. I'm thinking that we can unleash the silverfish. We could put the silverfish and unleash it in your ear, and it could go inside your ear and hunt down this pesky arachnid.
No, I don't.
Nobody know.
We have a silverfish infestation going on here at 83 Leo Birmingham.
They're not silverfish.
No,
they're not. They look nothing.
I think
like
they're silverfish.
They look. Google silverfish and it looks nothing like what you've posted. It's a centipede.
It is.
Yes.
How do you know? Are you some? You're a bug expert. You know what? You're,
no,
you know
I just
everything?
Went to elementary school where you learn that kind of stuff.
Hold on. Here's a doctor from Maine.
Ooh.
Dr. Dan.
Excellent.
Hello, Dan.
Hey, Greg. Long-time listener. You have otitis externa is what's the matter with your ear. It's just an infection of your ear canal.
Oh.
It's due to just moisture in your ear. Okay. And if you go see your doc, he or she can prescribe you some ear drops that have antibiotics in them. You'll be better in a few days.
What's it called? Otitis?
Externa. O-T-I-T-I-S.
Okay.
Externa. E-X-T-E-R-N-A.
Yeah. Is that covered by the Biden health plan, do you know? Or should I try to get that done? Should I try to get that done before the election?
Probably not. I think you should vote for Trump.
Oh, okay. Whoa.
Hey.
Wow. Oh, now you've upset.
So fast.
Now you've upset Ken.
It's ruined all your credibility.
Now you've upset Ken. Do you think the muting of the mics is going to work tomorrow night?
No.
Who thinks that's going
to
work?
Nobody. It's going to be more entertaining, but I don't think it's going to do anything to help.
So what happens if you're either of those guys and your microphone is muted?
You keep talking.
Are you yelling as loud as you can?
No, you just keep talking in the hopes that the camera will zoom in on you and people will read your lips. No new taxes. I'm telling you, it's going to be an S show.
And I think the one thing that Trump is going to do up until he's asked about it is he's going to keep talking about the Hunter Biden emails.
Yep.
And so the moderator will just try and organize it and say, no, don't answer that. Let's get back on track. Until Biden addresses that, he's just, no matter what he's asked in the time that he has, he's going to filibuster and ask Biden about the emails and the text with his son.
He should bring a laptop as a prop. Like, that's what he should do is, because he can't have because the mic is going to be muted, he should use props or he should hold up signs.
Oh, yeah. That's not waiting for Photoshop at all.
Well, I mean, think about what he did last time with Hillary. He brought all the women that Clinton slept with to the debate.
Maybe you to meet my guests.
Maybe he could tweet while his mic is muted. Maybe that would be a way that the president could reach
people. Look at this bozo. He looks 100 years old, and I'm old too.
If they would only turn my mic back on, I could answer this moron.
This moderator keeps effing me up.
He could use the Wiggistrator. He could do a deep dive into the political weeds as Wiggy does into the football weeds. All right. Well, yikes. So you don't think so? If you were gonna, if you looked at the last debate, and the entire country said it was a dumpster fire, do you think the muting of the microphones makes a difference? Makes it better or makes it worse tomorrow night?
Worse. But I mean, Trump will throw a fit. He'll walk off. He'll refuse to show up.
Mm-hmm.
No, he won't. Ken.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he'll throw
walked
a
out
fit.
Of a 60 minutes
throw
interview
a
yesterday.
Fit.
What is? How is a 60 minutes interview similar to a presidential debate?
He did 45 minutes with Leslie Stahl. How is that walking out? 45 minutes.
We haven't seen. Why did he walk out? We don't know that yet, right?
Well, because he has other things to do. He's a president of the United States.
Sure
45 minutes
okay.
should be enough.
So you don't know All Ken, right. but you're already judging him for it.
Well, they teased it. I mean, I'm curious to see. He's a big baby. We know that. Can't handle it.
You should vote for him then.
All right. We are about to get to the news and the story of the assault with the gross pumpkin innards. Also, one Happy Days star is pissed off about the reunion show. And we'll get to that and the rest of the news coming up next.
Let's get back.
More of the Greg Hill Show, WEEI. It's time for...
A woman is facing a robbery charge.
The news.
We have a couple of great stories ready to go.
With your host...
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
Danielle Murr.
Lovely butts.
Lovely butts.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
About its efficacy.
I heard that, Michelle. Oh. Two Northeast Men's Health locations, one in Salem, New Hampshire, the other in Denham, next to Legacy Place. Learn more online at northeastmenshealth.com.
Quickly before we get to the news, if you're on the Mass Pike eastbound and you're wondering why nothing is moving approaching Newton Corner, it's because there is a multi-vehicle crash. According to Mass State Police on Twitter, troopers are on scene. The involved vehicles are across all lanes of the roadway and are not able to be moved at this time.
Turn around. Go home.
Well, if you're
work from home. Everybody
if you
else
can get the exit.
Everybody else is working from home. You should be able to work from
so
home.
So all eastbound lanes before Newton Corner are shut down right now.
Speaking of that, I know you have news stuff that you want to get to, but did the Department of Transportation say yesterday that rush hour will not be back until 2024?
That's correct.
Based on what? Based on nobody going to work?
Yep. They said that normal rush hour traffic patterns in Massachusetts will not go back to pre-pandemic levels for at least another 4 years. Isn't that wild?
How do they, where are they getting that from?
Studies.
Is that goalpost moving, Curtis?
Oh,
so
my God.
They're saying that the majority of people who clog up 128 or the expressway at 5 p.m. are not going to be back at work for 3 years. Yep. I mean, it's great for the rest of us who have to go to work.
I have a question.
But, yeah.
Why is it so warm if people have not been driving as much?
I don't know. That's
because that's what
question.
Happens at the end of October every single year in Massachusetts.
That's an excellent question. Yeah. All right. What do you want to talk about news-wise?
Well, Governor Baker said that he's very flattered by talk of potentially being added to Joe Biden's cabinet should he win the presidency, but he likes his job and he will serve out his term as governor of Massachusetts.
You're going to be stuck with me for at least the next 2 years anyway. Flattered to be considered, but I like the job I have.
You buy that?
Yeah, I buy it.
You do?
Yeah, I think Charlie. I mean, regardless of the Pouty McPowderton stuff, because we're in a pandemic. I think Charlie genuinely enjoys governing this state. I think he really likes what
he
does.
Okay.
I do.
He hasn't seemed happy in 8 months.
Would you? No one has seemed happy.
Cuomo, are you kidding me? He's like talking at bat mitzvahs right now.
Yeah,
he's writing
still.
Books. He's on a tour.
Charlie, any governor or elected official cannot win no matter what they do because someone on some side is going to have a problem with it. So pandemic aside, I think Charlie genuinely enjoys governing.
I think Charlie's going to run against Elizabeth Warren. That's his next step.
I would agree with you, Curtis. Mm.
Interesting. Now, he did take the opportunity yesterday to talk about how rogue gatherings need to be stopped.
Really? Again?
Yes. Again. Because people are still doing it, Greg. This is why we need warnings on the side of hot coffee.
Okay.
Stop having gatherings, especially big informal ones. What we have to do is continue to be as vigilant as we can be and to try to take some of the discipline and the vigilance that we've seen in formal settings and bring it to informal settings.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, speaking...
The new public enemy is the... Public enemy number one is the person who's having a house party.
Yes.
Having people over to watch a football game.
Correct.
That's the new enemy of the state around these parts.
Speaking of COVID regulations, one community has hired a COVID inspector to make sure that businesses and local health officials are keeping in step with the state regulations. This is Winthrop. Kevin Oliva stepped into the role on October 12th. It's going to be a temporary part-time role.
Oh, sure. Yeah, sure it will.
He will be in
guarantee the guy stays on afterwards. But go ahead.
He'll be kept whole.
But go ahead.
He'll be enforcing occupancy restrictions and attending special events to help with enforcement. Now, of course, Winthrop is in the top communities that are in the red risk zone right now in Massachusetts. And Meredith Hurley is the Winthrop Director of Public Health.
I'm definitely concerned for what the next few weeks and few months are going to hold. If we provide education and re-education in the community, we hope to prevent any sort of enforcement or fining.
So now towns are going to be hiring the COVID inspector. Does he get a gun?
No.
He gets a
wooden one like in the other guys.
What about, does he get a cruiser or does he have a green light or how does that work?
Like it's the old animal control vehicle that they used in 1986 and sitting in an impound lot.
When he sees a violation, 9-10 people gathering in a place, what does he do? Pull up and disperse everybody? Is
Correct.
That what happens?
Okay. Pepper spray.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, there's a video that has surfaced online of an altercation on board a Delta flight wherein a passenger reportedly punched a flight attendant in the face over, you guessed it, a mask dispute.
Punched in the face?
Punched in the face. Flight was headed from Miami to Atlanta, and evidently the traveler did not want to keep her mask on, as is per the airline regulations. Went back and forth with the flight attendant before punching the flight attendant in the face. This is some sound from the scene.
You shouldn't touch me.
That is hell.
Yep.
What is wrong with people?
Got very aggressive.
I mean, people are flying again. I saw that Sunday was the first day since the pandemic started that Homeland Security had screened 1 million people.
Correct.
So people
since March 8th, I think.
People are back on planes and flying. Just wear the mask.
Sounds like a lovely experience.
And please don't punch anybody who has the unfortunate job of asking you to wear a mask. They don't want to be doing it.
And so that's like an hour flight, Miami to Atlanta.
Yeah,
you can't
it's
just
nothing.
Keep the freaking
it's
mask
a,
on?
It's a literal nothing flight. It's like flying from here to New York.
Here's a great question following up on my lead this morning. Here in Massachusetts, we are hiring COVID inspectors. But in Florida, 11,000 people were at the World Series game last
Correct.
Night, game one.
Correct.
Just to point out the differences.
Yes. Now, speaking of things that happened in Florida, there was a pumpkin innards assault that happened earlier this week.
There's nothing grosser than pumpkin innards.
Yeah, they're a little
disgusting.
Squishy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nathan Garisto is from Largo, Florida. He's 26 years old. On Monday, he was drunk, shock and surprise, and got into an argument with his 29-year-old girlfriend. And at one point, he picked up a pumpkin that someone had been carving and threw the pumpkin and its innards at the girlfriend. He missed her with the pumpkin, but due to the trajectory of the pumpkin, the innards came out and were able to hit the woman in the face.
No thanks.
When the cops got there, they wrote their report, which stated that the woman was, quote, covered in pumpkin seeds and pulp. The boyfriend was arrested for misdemeanor domestic battery. Now, Scott Baio, the actor, not happy this morning. He does not want to participate in the Happy Days reunion special because of political reasons. Now, on Monday, Ron Howard tweeted that he's going to be doing a cast reunion to benefit the Wisconsin Democratic Party. And if you've been paying attention at all, Scott Baio is a big Trump guy.
Of course he is. So he's a Republican, yeah.
So Joni might love Chachi, but Chachi's not going to be on the reunion show.
Huh.
So Scott tweeted, "What a shame to use a classic show like Happy Days about Americana to promote an anti-American socialist. Hashtag shameful."
I guess Scott Baio doesn't need to work. What has he been in? Has he been in anything late?
I don't know. I don't know that he needed to. I mean, Charles in Charge money was big.
I think Scott was in The Octopus Teacher.
He gets probably gets big money residual-wise from Happy Days and from
Charles in Charge. Definitely.
And John Stamos tweeted to him. If you have, go ahead.
John offered to play Chachi in the reunion special, and then Scott Baio clapped back and said, shouldn't he be taking care of Aunt Becky? Aunt Becky's dealing with her own problems.
Yes, that's true.
She's in jail, correct?
Is she still or is she out?
How long did she go for?
I don't know.
She was only sentenced a month ago.
Yeah, that's right. No, I think she must still be in then. We would have heard about it like Felicity Huffman's release.
Tangent. Did you see the mugshot of Bill Cosby yesterday?
Oh, my God.
He looks horrible.
What do you expect? Well,
I'm glad. I mean, I'm glad he does. He should be rotting in prison. But I don't know how long he's gonna last.
Oh my God!
Wearing the mask though.
You didn't see? Yeah, he has the mask on.
He looks like he should be yelling, "Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you."
Yeah, he just looks. He does not look good.
No.
So who's alive from the Happy Days cast? This is a complete jinx discussion, but I'm okay with it. The Fonz, Henry Winkler is alive. Correct.
Yep. Is Erin Moran alive, or didn't she?
Did something bad happen to Erin Moran, in a trailer park or something?
She was down on life for a while, but I believe she had a battle with cancer, if I remember correctly. Okay. She passed in 2017.
What about Mrs. C?
I think
Marion Ross is still with us.
Still alive. Please stop talking about her. She's 91 years old. Don't know if she's going to be participating. Interesting.
All right, what else?
Well, school kind of back in swing, so I guess we can get back to a little bit of normalcy with Pervert Teacher Association.
Jesus, haven't they taught you these things in school?
What things?
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
We were meant to be, I know it. How else could sex be that incredible?
Pervert Teachers Association.
That is appalling. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
Well, a former teacher at Holly Hill Christian School in Florida, Kristen O'Brien, was arrested on Friday and charged with lewd and lascivious battery and committing a sexual act on a child older than 12 but younger than 16. I guess a mom was reviewing her son's phone as punishment for running away when she went into the DMs on Instagram and found lots of very disturbing messages from the teacher. According to the mom... she had asked the teacher to meet her in the parking lot of the Steak and Shake, and the teacher told the mom that she had developed feelings for and had a crush on the son. She told the mom that she gave the boy three options. He could pretend she never told him she had a crush. They could stop talking to each other, or they could do whatever they wanted and not worry about the consequences. On September 6th, the teacher reportedly visited the boy's home and was sitting on the couch with the boy and his mom. Mom fell asleep, and when she woke up later, the teacher was still at the house.
Wait, they were doing it while the mom was asleep on the couch next to them?
Yes. That's very disturbing and ballsy.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
What?
Yeah.
And she teaches at a Christian school, or she did teach. She taught at a Christian school. Okay.
So she's out of jail on $50,000 bail.
I mean, weren't you thinking that if anything was good about remote learning, it would be that there would be no teacher-student sex stories in the news?
One would hope.
And apparently they can't help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
We're going to get an update on the 311 line here in Boston. Quarantine 311 coming up next. Neighbors narking on neighbors who are not following the guidelines. So Curtis will go over some of the calls that were made to 311 in Quarantine 311 coming up next.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.